My name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXE.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Pauli Murray and Black Trans Rights shine at Sundance. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Who is Pauli Murray? The pioneering African-American legal scholar and organizer for racial and gender equality was celebrated this week at the annual Sundance Film Festival with the premiere of the new documentary, My Name is Pauli Murray. The film was directed by Julie Cohen and Betsy West, the duo responsible for the 2018 Oscar-nominated documentary RBG about late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was deeply influenced by Murray.
My name is Pauli Murray, and my field of concentration has been human rights.
Murray, who died in 1985, says in the archival film clip that gave the documentary its name,
"My whole personal history has been a struggle to meet standards of excellence in a society which has been dominated by the ideas that blacks were inherently inferior to whites and women were inherently inferior to men."
Pauli Murray, born Anna Pauline Murray in 1910, orphaned in 1923 and raised by relatives, adopted the gender-neutral name Pauli in adulthood. Murray's diaries and letters, housed at Harvard University, indicate a lifelong struggle with gender identity and the discrimination too often inflicted on gender nonconforming people.
To refer to Pauli with gender-neutral pronouns, as opposed to with she, her pronouns, is an ask to acknowledge the complexity and the fullness and expansiveness of who Pauli was as a person.
That's Dolores Chandler, social worker in Durham, North Carolina, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. Chandler uses they, them as personal pronouns and does the same when referring to Pauli Murray. In a 1943 letter to their Aunt Pauline Fitzgerald Dame, Pauli Murray wrote, "I don't know whether I'm right or whether society or some medical authority is right. I only know how I feel and what makes me happy. This conflict rises up to knock me down at every apex I reach in my career. And because the laws of society do not protect me, I'm exposed to any enemy or person who may or may not want to hurt me," they wrote. Pauli's personal struggles were a forge, producing a remarkable legal strategist and activist, professor, writer, poet, and ultimately Episcopal priest. In 1940, 15 years before Rosa Parks engaged in her legendary protest, Pauli Murray and a friend sat in the whites-only section of a Virginia bus, refusing to move. Their arrest inspired Pauli to pursue civil rights law.
At Howard Law School in the early 1940s, Pauli wrote a paper making the argument that Plessy versus Ferguson should be overturned, that 1896, the notorious 1896 Supreme Court case, laying down the rule of separate but equal.
That's Director Julie Cohen speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. That legal thesis was used by Thurgood Marshall when he successfully argued Brown v. Board of Education before the Supreme Court, outlawing segregation in public schools. Pauli wrote to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt seeking support for their legal challenge to the University of North Carolina's whites-only admissions. They sent a copy to First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who actually responded, launching a decades-long friendship described in the book The Firebrand and the First Lady. Harvard Law School, which at the time only accepted men, also rejected Pauli Murray. Pauli wrote back, "I would gladly change my sex to meet your requirements, but since the way to such change has not been revealed to me, I have no recourse but to appeal to you to change your minds," unquote. Pauli Murray innovated legal theories and developed strategies of nonviolent social change that shaped the course of the civil rights movement. Pauli co-wrote a groundbreaking legal paper, Jane Crow and the Law, arguing that laws barring discrimination based on race equally protect women against discrimination based on sex. As an ACLU attorney, Ruth Bader Ginsburg named Pauli Murray as co-author of a seminal brief in a winning Supreme Court argument several years later.
"I came to sex discrimination much later than I came to race discrimination."
That's Pauli Murray speaking at a Harvard lecture on feminism in 1966.
"And having fought the battle of race discrimination, I began to see how integrally these two discriminations were. Since I could not split myself, and since I had to be a unified human being, I decided that it was not I that was wrong, but the society that was wrong."
After the death of their longtime partner, Irene Barlow, in 1973, Pauli entered the seminary, becoming the Episcopal Church's first African-American woman priest in 1977. They ministered to the sick in Washington, D.C., until their death in 1985. The Episcopal Church sainted Pauli Murray in 2012. This is the Episcopal Church's presiding bishop, Michael Curry.
"Long before, almost 10 years before, Rosa Parks sat down and refused to give up her seat on that bus in Montgomery, Alabama, Pauli Murray sat down on a bus and refused to give up her seat, refusing to sit in the segregated section. She anticipated movements that would come years later. She sowed the seeds for change that would eventually happen. She's an unsung hero for the rights and the equity of women, an unsung hero for the rights and the equality and equity of all people in this country, an unsung hero for the rights of LGBTQ people in this country. She anticipated it. She saw it before it happened, and she worked for something that she would never see, but she did it so that some of us might actually see it."
In a time of turmoil, division, and epidemic violence against trans people of color, Pauli Murray stands as a remarkable example of what can be achieved through intellect, organizing, and courage. Know their name. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
"Just what is it that you want to do?"
"Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man."
"We go in, we go in. My pants poster said, we going ultra. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the, we going. Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, bitch, poster slap. We going ultra black, we going, we going. Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, till my toes are tagged. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know it's facts. We ultra black, Grace Jones, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Sand for the sun, reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Talk with a mask on,
the freshest breath. African black soap caress the flesh. Super fly the mat, sitting fly in the lac. Take the boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son'll be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die, you get the message. I hope you be better than I. Life's precious, two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black, even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black, unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold it. Occasion we rolls it at, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, this poster slap. We going ultra black. We going. We going ultra black, Raiders Oakland hat, I smoke to that. Pre-rolls and yak, what's the results to that? See notes and bags, she knows I'm classy like I'm Billy D. Williams. Go ultra black, Isaac Kennedy films, penitentiary too. Black like out in the loop, black don't crack, it's like the fountain of youth. The culture's black, like Iman, she beautiful, going ultra black. To Africa, you say go back, I stay pro-black, my Amex black.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Cascade Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Agra, Catskill, and Hudson. That was Ultra Black by Nas. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Black, watching the global change, hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this poster slap.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. While three more deaths announced in Columbia County February 4th is certainly not good news, the number of new COVID-19 cases locally is not currently climbing like it was a few weeks ago. Thursday, there were 21 new coronavirus cases announced in Columbia County and 16 new cases in Greene County. Nationally, there is also good and bad news as vaccine supplies increase, but new variants that are more transmittable and maybe deadlier are spreading. The national government is now mandating masks on public transportation and in federal buildings, but people are sure to mingle more in public with upcoming holidays after staying inside for winter storms and bitter cold in many parts of the country. In Ulster County, there is also good and bad news. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said February 4th that his county has received 6,800 doses of COVID vaccine over the past 4 weeks, but that more than 30,000 people have signed up to get the shots. Ulster County reported 2 more deaths and 54 new positive tests on February 5th. Dutchess County reported 3 more deaths and 34 more cases. Rensselaer County announced 61 new COVID-19 cases and 1 more death February 5th. And Albany County had 155 new cases and 2 more deaths. Amanda Fries is reporting for the Times Union. Reporters covering the state capitol are calling on Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to consider equity when picking which journalist gets to ask questions during his virtual news conferences, including giving more transparency and accessibility to the press. The Legislative Correspondents Association, or LCA, is made up of dozens of reporters and editors from various news outlets. The association sent the letter February 1st, requesting the governor allow reporters to ask at least one follow-up question, diversify which reporters are selected for questioning by taking into account race, ethnicity, gender, and age, and alert news outlets at least 2 hours in advance of his public appearances. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the governor shifted his briefings to conference calls as well as the online platform Zoom, but who gets picked to ask a question and their ability to ask follow-up questions for clarity have plagued reporters for months. Some reporters described that despite taking part in dozens of briefings and requesting to ask a question, they are passed over for reporters who Cuomo and his executive team appear to favor. In a letter, LCA reporters recommended Cuomo adopt a practice similar to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's virtual press conferences, where a variety of reporters are called on and news outlets are guaranteed one question per week. Richard Azzopardi, Cuomo's spokesman, and others in Cuomo's office have declined to say specifically who determines which reporters are called on, other than to say, and I quote, a lot of us, end quote, when asked if it's members of the governor's communications team. Read the full story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Deputy Ulster County Executive Anna Markowitz walked members of the County Legislature Public Safety and Law Enforcement Committee through a criminal justice reform plan that administration officials say will help end mass incarceration countywide, improve police oversight and accountability, address systemic racial bias, and heal relationships between the county sheriff's office and residents. The plan, developed by the Ulster County Criminal Justice and Reform Commission, is made up of 9 initiatives, including measures to address police accountability, expand restorative justice programs, and better address how law enforcement interacts with people suffering from mental health and addiction issues. Markowitz said County Executive Pat Ryan will ask the legislature to approve the plan on March 16th. Public Safety and Law Enforcement Committee Chairperson Eve Walter said resolutions implementing elements of the plan that require legislative approval will be brought to the legislature individually. Legislator John Perrette said that while the plan addresses issues including police interactions with the public and criminal justice system reforms for the accused, it does little to address public safety. The Boyceville Democrat also criticized the plan for recommending strategies to help those struggling with opioid addiction, but not for prevention and education programs that could help people from becoming addicted. Local government statewide must pass a local law enacting police reforms by April 1st. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Pete DeMola is reporting for the Times Union. An Albany man has been charged in connection with a phone call that led to 2 Bethlehem area schools being placed in lockout status the afternoon of Wednesday, February 3rd. Police said Michael L. Litz, Jr., 35, was charged with making a terroristic threat and aggravated harassment as a hate crime, both felonies. Litz was arraigned in Bethlehem Town Court and released under the supervision of Albany County Probation, police said. Litz was under probation and taken to the Albany County Jail for allegedly violating the conditions of his probation, where he remained as of Thursday afternoon, according to jail officials. Just before 2 p.m. on Wednesday, a call came to St. Thomas the Apostle School in Delmar from an unknown man who stated to the school employee, and I quote, all God's children are going to pay. I tried to talk to your expletive omitted priest, end quote. The man then hung up. School officials notified the police and the St. Thomas School and the Bethlehem Central Middle School were put in lockdown status as a precaution. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 5th. We got 26 in Wemple and 29 in Ankrum this morning, and temperatures are pretty even across the board, even up on the mountain. Those will rise to a high of 38 at 2 p.m. And that's going to turn the light morning snow into rain that will finish by 4 p.m. A half inch of accumulation is expected. Overnight temperatures fall to 22 at dawn tomorrow. Saturday will be dry with a light breeze and a high of 34. Sunday, an inch of snow is expected to fall through the day. The high will be 33. Today's tide schedule is low at 3:08 a.m., high at 8:57 a.m., low again at 4 p.m., and high again at 9:19 p.m. Sunset today will be at 5 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7 a.m. Those are all on the dot. Looking way up, we are expecting the Earth to pass through the heliospheric current sheet and could trigger magnetic storms late tomorrow. Solar wind speed is currently 422 kilometers per second at 3.7 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 0. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program with the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song by
DJ WIC.
Yeah. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So, today, first, who I got with me?
I'm DJ Popcorn.
Imani.
And I'm DJ Ricky.
And we're here with the show today.
First segment is going to be Black History Month. You know, it's February. So we have a little video talking about this guy and how he feels about it. And then we're going to talk about how we feel about it afterwards.
Vice President, black guy, it's February, and I think we should get rid of Black History Month. And before you finish writing me that death threat, please just let me explain. I'm pretty sure my parents know this. I'm never going to be on BET after this. It's February, and in my opinion, one of the worst times of the year to be black in America. It's almost as if people have forgotten and are remembering you're a person again. Like, oh, hey, look, there's a black guy in this office. We should hear what he has to say because it's Black History Month. It's also a time for racists to be reminded they still hate you just because you exist and because people that look like you appear on TV just a bit more. And personally, I think it's all because of the ways that we treat Black History Month as a society. I mean, think about it. When is White History Month? Why don't we have a White History Month? I'll tell you why we don't have a White History Month. It's because every month of every year is White History Month. Every book, every biopic, basically every day celebrates white history, and that's the reason we have Black History Month to begin with. Black History Month was started in 1916 by Black historian Carter G. Woodson. Woodson wanted the study of Black history and the accomplishments of Black people to be highlighted and appreciated in both academia and in wider American society. So in a combined effort with the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, he started Negro History Week. 50 years later, during the Civil Rights Movement, student groups on college campuses would petition that that week be expanded to a month. And finally, in 1976, roughly 60 years after it was started, a sitting president would formally acknowledge Black History Month for the first time. Nowadays, because virtue signaling is really important on social media, we make a huge deal about brown faces for 28 days and then ignore them for the rest of the year, creating this dynamic of resentment among racists and disingenuous empathy among woke whites, like, oh, it's Black History Month, why don't we all listen to Cardi B and go watch Black Panther? Let's look at what's been taught during Black History Month, because it certainly isn't all Black history, since, you know, that would clearly take more than the 28 days of the shortest month of the year. Really, it seems to only be the stuff that doesn't make white people feel uncomfortable. I would argue Black History Month isn't really about Black history. It's about only teaching the pacification of Black people. You only hear about the good ones. You hear politicians talk about Frederick Douglass. Some people like Donald Trump talk about him like he's still alive. You might see something about Jackie Robinson or a Google doodle about Langston Hughes or James Baldwin. But where are the ad campaigns using the likeness of Huey P. Newton or Angela Davis? Where are the primetime specials featuring speeches by Adam Clayton Powell Jr.? Why don't we see big budget studio films about the assassination of Fred Hampton? Why is it that Black History Month only ever seems to revolve around feel-good stories of the civil rights movement and things that took place after slavery? Teach America about the atrocities committed under the banner of slavery. Teach them about the nearly 3,500 Black people that were lynched in this country from 1882 to 1968. Why don't we know about the terrorist attack on Black Wall Street in Oklahoma during one of the earliest mass displays of Black wealth and prosperity in America? If you're going to keep Black History Month a thing, then don't sanitize it. We still live in a world where we love to talk about Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and gloss over his death. He was assassinated. He was killed for resisting oppression and injustice and for trying to make the world just a little bit more livable for Black people. Saying he died overlooks a significant part of history. If you're going to pretend like Black people's lives only matter for 28 days out of the year, at least pretend their deaths mattered as well. Because if we don't reach further back into Black history, then we're not teaching Black history. We're teaching American history as white people would like to remember it. And if we aren't learning about all Black history beyond the surface, then what are we learning? Other than the fact that Black people are relevant once a year, like Santa Claus on Christmas. Has BHM taught America about the accomplishments of Black Americans? Yes. When it comes to improving the lives of Black people everywhere, what has Black History Month done on a concrete, tangible level? Has Black History Month improved the ways that the media portrays Black men? Did Black History Month protect the name, story, or reputation of Trayvon Martin? Did it allow Eric Garner to breathe? Did it allow Emmett Till to live out his childhood? Has it raised the careers of Black people in the least racially diverse industries? Has it defeated racist stereotypes that people still believe in American society? Because I still can't walk home at night without making white people nervous when I'm behind them on the sidewalk. So you know what? No. You can keep your Black History Month to yourself, America, because I don't want it. Don't relegate my history to the shortest month of the year. Black history is American history, and it should be taught as such. And if we want more unity and to come together as a people, then we should treat Black people, our personhood, and our history like it matters every day of every month and not once a year. We don't need Black History Month anymore. We just need you to treat my history like it's also yours. Because it...
Alright, so, in that video, towards, like, the midpoint, he mentioned that there is 35 over like 3,500 lynchings. Yeah.
But one thing before we go into this, though, I want to mention that this video was made by Vice. If you guys want to go watch this,
yeah, Vice Productions.
Vice Productions. If you want to go watch this,
Okay, but
I'm DJ Popcorn.
We already did this.
No, I know. It's like a reintroducing.
Oh, all right. I'm DJ Riggy.
Reintroducing ourselves.
Yeah, and you got Imani here.
All right. Yeah. And so we're back again with our this segment. So Black History Month, obviously, just starting. So
yeah, in that video, he made a really good point when he was like, how can you only celebrate Black history and like Black awareness for 28 days? That doesn't make any sense.
So right. He doesn't want... I forgot what he said exactly. Keep it in the back.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you.
For unity and to come together as a people, then we should treat Black American history, and it should be taught as such. And if we want more unity and to come together as a people, then we should treat
in the video,
Black people,
he said,
our personhood.
Right.
He said something about, what's it called?
Us not having...
Yeah, us the having shortest, like shortest month.
The shortest month to celebrate our culture.
Yeah. So basically what he meant by that was like he wanted more than just 1 month. And he was talking about how the reason we don't have a White History Month is because it's White History Month literally every
day.
And then like, we should be celebrating black history and Black excellence like all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For the whole 365 days.
Yeah, you go in the textbooks and social studies books, and it's literally only white history. You only hear about famous white men. Exactly. Like, you don't even hear about women, really, if you think about it.
Exactly. You learn about them when you're younger, like Harriet Tubman, or the after a while.
And Rosa Parks. But yeah. it's like you don't really, like, learn a lot about anyone that's black. Like, you're literally only learning about... Like, even in, like, books, like, about, like, slavery and stuff, like, you're only learning about important black, white men.
And that's also another thing, too, is because that's really what you mainly learn about is slavery. They don't really go into a lot of the other parts of it. That's why so much of the history in the textbooks are left out.
Yeah, like you wouldn't hear someone naming slave names, like...
You really only see, like, you know, the Civil Rights Movement,
right. Slavery. And plus, on top of that, you know... Abraham Lincoln played a part in slavery too, right?
Right.
So 9 times out of 10, you'll hear Abraham Lincoln over Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
She was the one that actually...
You'll hear him before her, though.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's not really true.
She...
But you'll hear him too. Yeah. Like,
he kinda... They both come up in discussion, but, you know...
He kind of stole the spotlight, I guess you could say.
Yeah. But besides that...
How do you guys personally feel about, like, Black History Month? Like, what's your opinions on that?
I agree with this guy. I forgot his name. I think his name is Lee. Yeah, his name is Lee. I agree with what he was saying about how our culture shouldn't be shortened into just 28 days, and then it just goes back to whatever people were just doing. I feel like we should. Yes, Black History Month is important, so people can become more educated on Black culture and things like that, and also. Just being celebrated in general, we should have all 365 days instead of just being placed on a random.
I don't really think a race should be celebrated. Like, I feel like our culture,
I'm not saying our culture over everybody, obviously.
Well, no, I meant like no race in general should have a month.
Right.
Or
I feel like we need a month, and I feel like it's bad that we need a month. Like. A month to be celebrated,
yeah,
to be appreciated,
to, be
exactly. Like, I feel like there's no reason why we should have been oppressed to the point where it's like, oh my gosh, like, why is there no appreciation for all these black people that are just doing so many amazing things? Like,
yeah, because we have so many, like, things going for black people right now, black businesses. Black music artists, you know,
mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to get more recognition for some of the things we do, you know, so.
Yeah, facts. And me personally, it's good to have, but like Imani said, it's kind of sad that we need a month in order to be recognized, like, especially since we fought so hard for our equality, but that's just tough.
Right. So... we are going into a song break, and then we'll come back, and we will be going into the
news
update at 6:30, and we'll be right back.
And the master was the slave, the killer was the victim, and man was God.
My nose wide as a red sea,
red sea.
Lips full, fillers don't feel me,
feel me.
Soon as my cousin killer's on trial,
whoa.
Family gon' pull up sitting courtside. Gossip, they say we singing la la la. Don't want no vultures on our side, yeah, yeah. Looking black as the Messiah, yeah, yeah. Aye, aye, time we got superpowers. We got superpowers. Yeah, and my niggas cannot forget that. We got superpowers. We got superpowers.
They say, how we get so fly without the wings? Baby, childs can see the light in darker things. Wait, wait, now they see our magic. Proudly we imagine days when they can't frown upon our fabric. Bob and weave, been dodging thieves, a stolen coach. I believe in poaching vultures. I believe in open ocean trips. No ship, I'll backstroke from one coast to coast like Aquaman. Got mind control over the lava land. That's why my pen leaves fire. I retire when my father can. Look up in the sky and see me clouds sitting. It's a bird, it's a plane. Know this power living. I kicked the rainbow yesterday and let out sour Skittles. I bet Trayvon up in heaven like these my kind of vittles. Armadillo, armor thick, got bulletproof karma. Cause I'm innocent of all that they accused me of. Superheroes and sheroes with POs accusing us of moving kilos. Still always moving love.
We got superpowers. We got superpowers.
This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Cairo Town Board Wednesday, February 3rd, approved two resolutions intended to protect the prehistoric forest located behind the town highway garage. The fossil forest dates back 387 million years, and according to experts, it is the oldest in the world. First resolution approved by the board gave the town authority to move forward with a feasibility study to pursue grants for the conservancy of the forest. The second measure gives the go-ahead for the town to establish a non-profit organization charged with preserving and protecting the site. Town Supervisor John Coyne pointed out there are more funding options available to not-for-profit organizations than municipalities. Meetings were recently held that included representatives from the town of Cairo, the New York State Museum, and Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties. The extensive root system of 387 million-year-old trees were discovered by researchers in 2019 as they sifted through fossil soils in a quarry behind the Cairo Highway Department. The team, led by scientists at Binghamton University and New York State Museum and Cardiff University, has mapped more than 3,000 square meters of the forest.
Their investigation showed the extensive network of trees would have spread from New York all the way to Pennsylvania and beyond. Researchers also theorized the forest was eventually wiped out by a flood due to the presence of fish fossils that were also visible on the surface of the quarry. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Robert Gabin is reporting for the Times Union. The online monthly meeting of a coalition of Albany neighborhood groups was interrupted by a, and I quote, very disgraceful and unfortunate, end quote, torrent of hate the evening of Wednesday, February the 3rd. The intrusion interrupted the Zoom meeting of the Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations, or CANA, according to Zachary Simpson, chairman of the network that was founded in 1976. Simpson said in a message on Facebook and in email, and I quote, "We fell victim to a Zoom bombing incident where our presentations for African American History Month were interrupted with extremely offensive language and content," end quote. Simpson said Beverly Bardaquez, president of Rap Road Historical Association, was in the middle of her presentation when multiple hackers shouted racist slurs, played music with racist elements, and scrawled slurs on a white screen and a vulgar picture. Last June, the African American Cultural Center of the Capital Region's location at Madison Avenue and South Pearl Street fell victim to an attack. One or more intruders tossed rocks and a brick to smash the building's windows, picked its lock from the outside, stole items, and wrote the words, and I quote, "I hate you," end quote, inside. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan put out a statement concerning the online attack, saying it was, and I quote, "unleashed by bigoted cowards," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "unfortunately, this is a sad reminder that bigots and white supremacists live among us. I ask our residents to join me in condemning this heinous act," end quote. Simpson apologized to members of the two organizations and the attendees. He said, and I quote, "I have been conducting Zoom meetings for almost a year now and never anticipated something like this occurring at a CANA meeting," end quote. Simpson said that more than 70 people were in attendance. Officer Steve Smith, a spokesman for Albany Police, said the department is looking into the incident. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The state of New York will begin to vaccinate older people incarcerated in the state's prison system, officials announced on February 4th, hours after advocates filed a lawsuit. The move applies to those who are age 65 and older, which is consistent with the general population statewide that qualifies for the vaccine at this point. Senator Gustavo Rivera applauded the move, pointing out the decision was prudent given that prisons have become virus hotspots. Corrections officers and staff who come and go from the facilities have also had high rates of infection as well. The decision is a victory for advocates who have pushed state officials to begin vaccinations as they also seek the release of those people considered vulnerable to the virus. Teresa Grady, a community leader of the Release Aging People in Prison campaign, said providing access to the vaccine for older people is a good first step, but more needs to be done. And I quote, "Because of decades of mistrust with prison health care and health care more generally in communities of color, there must be a robust plan for the state health department or some other health agency that isn't doses to distribute, administer, and provide state-of-the-art education associated with the vaccine and COVID-19, end quote. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
have a mess house and stress house. We joke around or can be serious. So come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully. Don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts. Cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too. So nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks. Then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior. Cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool. So come on down and be a part of a clubhouse crew. I'm out.
You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song by DJ AJ. And I'm still here with me, DJ Ricky.
Imani.
And
DJ Popcorn.
Yeah, so now our second segment, we're going to cover the topic of, you know, rapping, good artists. So first we got a song called Coco by 24K Golden. And we're going to play that and then...
Featuring DaBaby.
And we'll featuring DaBaby, and we're going to talk about it.
Yep. So we'll be back very shortly. See
you. I told you I'm in the studio. How many times you going to call me? God.
Chanel. You ain't really about it, I can tell. Coco, Chanel. Can you keep your hands to yourself? Coco, Chanel. Double C like on the bell. Trying to test me, too tucked up in the back of the jet stream. Can't be caught, but she trying to arrest me. Lying to impress me, dying to forget me. I can't keep singing all my songs for ya. You keep on ringing me, goes on and on. Can't seem to figure out what's wrong with ya. Checking your temperature thermometer.
Seems like lately you're go-go.
Chanel. Super pretty chocolate, she said she could tell. Make her feel like I'm from heaven, but I still put her through. Was about what I was about. Them ain't rock the way that I rocked. I realized they ain't mean me well. Told her I'm calling my phone with all that night. Double C's on the belt, correlate the ice. Getting on me right now is highly unlikely. Cause I still remember the days when people like you ain't like me.
Seems like lately
you know,
you're
I ain't even tripping, you know what I mean?
Crazy.
I'm doing good without you.
Okay, so that was Coco by 24K Golden featuring DaBaby. All right, so DJ, DJ, would you?
It's DJ Popcorn here. Yeah. So I guess you're asking how I feel about that song.
Yeah.
Obviously, I like that song. Very catchy, nice melody.
Chanel.
Yeah, it has nice little melody to it. It's catchy. It's cool.
I came across a song because I was searching up for their montages, and this is happened to pop up, and I listened to it. I thought it was the Coco from, 2016. It's like, I'm in love with
OT
the
Genesis.
Coke. Yeah. I thought it was that one, but it was this one, so I guess this one's cool, too. DJ Amani.
Yeah,
I'm
not a DJ.
How do you feel about
just
that?
Amani, my bad.
How
do you feel about that
one? I don't really I don't really listen to 2K. What's
24K
Golden. Yeah, I don't listen to him. And the baby's okay. I like him, I guess.
Okay, next up, we have...
Next song.
Bad Boy by Juice WRLD. Rest in peace.
With Young Thug. Yeah. We gonna be right back. Deuces.
Martin Lawrence, I'm a bad boy. When he got off my and got to the cash and got in my bag, boy. Please don't think it's sweet, I stay with the heat even though I'm a sad boy. You better watch the way you breathe around me for that breath be last, boy.
I've been drinking red rats, boy. I've been chopping on these birds, McCoy. New one made my rich a million 9 months. Overseas, honey skin, croissant.
Break the GTR, I love the crash cars. I'm a bad boy, so I got a bad bra.
She fell in love with my ice, the hockey ring. Ain't come to kick it, I'm not on the soccer team. You won't make it, it's part of my prophecy. Rap Simmons, match my prodigy. I'ma do the dash, get to the bag. Ain't no one as bad as me. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, I'm a bad boy. When he got off my and got to the cash and got in my bag, boy. Please don't think it's sweet, I stay with the heat even though I'm a sad boy. You better watch the way you breathe around me for that breath be last, boy.
I've been drinking red rats, boy. I've been chopping on these birds, McCoy. New one made my wrist a million 9 months. Overseas, honey skin, croissant. Sticky, sticky, Ricky, I should get us, not no sticky. I should bet his money, now he no longer mention me. Say you want smoking, I've been coming down the chimney. You got barbecue, your barbecue, and it fried and it crispy. I had all my jealous when I shot at the. Act like you on water and they gon' smoke it like a, smoke it like a. I'm just keeping it real with you, I'm just being blunt. Porsche Carrera got the back like a stunt, yeah.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, I'm a bad boy. When he got off my and got to the cash and got in my bag, boy. Please don't think it's sweet, I stay with the heat even though I'm a sad boy. You better watch the way you breathe around me for that breath be last, boy.
I've been drinking red rats, boy. I've been chopping on these birds, McCoy. New one made my rich a million 9 months. Overseas, honey skin, croissant.
All right, that was Bad Boy by Juice WRLD featuring Young Thug.
So, yeah.
Amani, isn't that one of your more favorite artists,
Juice WRLD? Yeah, I love Juice WRLD. It's like, because the way that he speaks, like, he just gets so deep. It's crazy. Like, I like thinking about, like, the lyrics that I'm listening to.
Right.
I'm a weirdo.
And so, through the weird, nah, like, you know, kind of through the lyrics, you develop more of an emotional attachment, you know, to some artists that you really bop with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, once you get to hear them, like, hear their sound evolve over time, you know, you sort of become, you know, if you really listen to that artist like that, you know, yeah, you follow them and things like that, so, you know, you become more emotionally attached. So, like, losing an artist like Juice WRLD was, like, tough on a lot of people.
Yeah, but not on me, because let me tell you why. I didn't start listening.
I was upset, bro.
I didn't start listening to Juice WRLD until after he died.
Really?
Yeah. But I knew, like, all the trendy songs. Like,
right. She listened to Lucid Dreams every single day. Yeah. You know,
yeah, it was stuff like that.
I first heard of him through All Girls Are Saying. That's when I started listening to him. And then when Lucid Dreams came out, is when I then got into him more.
Wait, who broke your heart, bro? You listen to All Girls Are Saying? Who broke your heart?
We don't got to talk about it.
But yeah, the same thing happened with me with Pop Smoke. Like, I didn't listen to his music until after he died. And then I literally, it was over.
Yeah, I literally listened to the more mainstream stuff too. Like, Welcome to the Party blew up. That's when I listened to it.
That happened to me.
My cousin put me onto it. My cousin was like, this is Pop Smoke. I'm like, okay.
I put myself on.
Nah, with King Von, I was like that too. I never listened to King Von until he died.
Y'all know my, sorry. Go.
That's cool.
I heard of King Von. I heard a King Von through a Lil Durk interview, actually. That's when I first found out about him.
Bro, who is Lil Durk? It's like, oh, God.
I was about to say.
You thought I was serious.
But my brother went to school with Pop Smoke.
What?
Okay. Yeah, he was in school with him. That's how you know that?
Is there proof? A yearbook or
something? Is there photos?
No, like there was a video, but like my brother wasn't in the video.
Wait, hold on. What school did your brother
go to? How does that work?
I don't remember. It was in the city, but
what?
I don't remember which school he went to. We was mad young.
So, on a completely unrelated note,
next song.
Next song we've got Leaked by Lil TJ. And yeah, let's get it, boys. Yes,
I'm in a two-seat, and before I speak about it, I'd rather grab a loose leash. Dirty crib, but a dip, and I'm in a hoopty. And we spin the hot block with a mini Uzi. Had to send a couple shots, I've been acting bougie. All of a sudden, all these let me in it. They gon' make that pop, tryna get my blue cheese. Low-key, I be in the streets, kinda OD. Low-key, cause the industry, I'm not the homie. Low-key, started peeping, it's not my homie. Phony, ate the macaroni. I remember last year, with the Coney. Never thought that this year I have a deal with Sony. Little TJSP, I'm the one and only. And I just came home and everybody knew me. If you want another focus, you gotta call me. Quit talking about some loyalty you never show me. I'll hold you like you never hold me. Once I got a little clout, everybody knew me. And we never had to prove this, we barely do this. You were never in the field, you was on your school. Now my energy is boosted, my mind exuded. They gon' make me lose it, they acting stupid. I got up on my Birkin, it's working. She said she and it's hurting. She ain't never show me love when my pockets hurting. Now she see it on, she then they see me put it on and it got them nervous. We'll never need a bone, I did it on purpose. And I used to play the block with the fiends. Got some nods to my teens. If a told her how we gon' pop for a scene. I'm coming strong and they knew that. You ain't no competition, boy, don't think you wanna do that. You had your chance, but you blew that. Everybody ask you who that. What's going on? Someone in my circle started leaking on my song. I'ma stay 10 toes, I'ma still go strong. I won't get these snake. Get off the team in the foreign, see me gone. Me and Wendy up in Cali smoking GT as a bone. Shorty pulled up in the phone, I don't know what she on. Now she has to spend the night, then I might give her what she want. One time, maybe two times, and she do fine. Making boom on, I'm in the stool, that's my new ride. I'm cooking up, ain't trying to lose time. I shoot it up, don't give a f***, ain't trying to lose mine. Baby, growing up, I was staying game, promise I was only trying to maintain. Little TGSB, that's the gang gang. About me, but they tell you how my name ring. I know they go ahead, cause I'm up now. I'm at the point where I don't really give a fuck now. Free the gods, I'ma say it till they touch down. One day, everybody have a bust down. So I'm skating off the scene in the foreign, see me gone. Me and YD up in Cali smoking GT as a bone. Shorty pulled up in the phone, I don't know what she on. If she has to spend the night, then I'ma give her what she want. One time, maybe two times, if she do fine. Make it boom on, I'm in the stool, that's my new grind. I'm cooking up, ain't trying to lose time. I shoot it up, don't give a f***, ain't trying to lose time.
Money. I know you like that song a lot. A lot. So how you feeling about that?
A lot.
How you feeling about that?
I love that song. That's probably honestly one of my favorite songs by Lil TJ because it's like that was one of his only songs that didn't get played out OD. Like a lot of people knew what it was, but like no one really knew all the lyrics. Like I can't say the part that everyone knew,
right? Because I'm up now. I'm at the point. Yeah, that one.
But they were just singing one part over and over. But I know all the lyrics, so don't play with me.
Word.
Okay. Next, we got that new Polo G. Mm-hmm. Okay, or GNF, whichever one you want to say.